from Cooperative Network President and CEO Dan Smith. Good morning, Dan. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, Dan.
Enjoying some of this nice weather?
Enjoying the weather, but it does bring with it some concerns. You just mentioned the temperature today and the gusty winds that are drying out the soil quite a bit. You know, I think, Dan, that it's obvious that we're in kind of uncharted territory here, where you see the maple sap running 2 months ahead of schedule. And I talked to a farmer in Rock County last week who, in the month of February, Dan, covered 1,000 acres with tillage and fertilizer. And he said never in his farming career had he ever been in the field even one day in February. And he covered 1,000 acres already.
That's getting a little scary in some ways, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, I was doing some outside work yesterday around the farm that I live on, and it was just so dry. So obviously we're going to have to rely on timely rains. Things can change, but we would like to start seeing some indications that they are going to change. And if we get some timely rains to help with germination, because, you know, these weeks fly by and as it stays this warm, soil temperatures warm up, and you know, farmers will jump, and we'll be putting this crop in earlier than ever. And very stressful time when you have abnormal weather, and that's the only thing we ever ask for is just normal weather.
All right. The rains we've been, well, I think these winds, and it's kind of typical of spring to be so windy, but every time that it rains, it seems like the 30-mile-an-hour wind kind of can dry that out pretty darn quickly.
Right.
Markets and credit, how are things looking there? We kind of covered the challenges with weather.
Well, the dairy industry, it's facing some tough times. I mean, it's a lot of these dairy farmers have really been struggling with milk prices for quite a while now. All their expenses are up. Interest rates are up. It's tough. There's a lot of milk in the country. Some farmers are having trouble holding on to their processors. It's just a really tough time, and it's going to take a really sharp pencil and really some good luck for a lot of these dairy farmers to make it through the next couple of years if something doesn't change. Commodity prices obviously have come down quite a bit from record highs. Unfortunately, the inputs do not come down. They're expensive. One of the things that we're watching closely, Dan, here at Cooperative Network is making sure that our cooperatives and the farmers they serve understand their credit policy. Every time we get into one of these economic downturns, there seems to be a lack of communication or misunderstanding between what is the co-op's credit policy as far as delivering feed and fuel and fertilizer to the farm. So we're actually going to host a webinar on April 24th with a panel of experts that just make sure everybody understands, you know, what are payment limitations, what are interest costs, when would service or deliveries to the farm be cut off if they went past 60, 90 days, whatever the co-op's board has decided on credit policy. So it's very important that everybody understand and then plan accordingly.
All right. A lot of things are going up in price. I assume that means some of the costs of farming are also going up. That's an extra hurdle, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's really tough right now to make everything come out on the bottom line. With your costs going up, your income coming down, you have the weather uncertainty. And then right now, you know, a shortage of labor goes all the way from the farm through the processing plant to the farm co-op. I think another good thing for communication going into the busy time this spring is make sure that if you're a farmer, and you're going to want delivery of fertilizer or an applicator on the farm, you're going to have to call ahead, because a lot of the farm co-ops are running short staff. There's only so many acres they can cover in a day. You know, we all prefer on-demand delivery of everything, but that doesn't always happen. So make sure you communicate on credit policy. Make sure you communicate on what your needs are, and then get on the schedule with the co-op as early as possible. And these are stressful times, Dan. So everyone take care of themselves, take care of your mental and physical health, and make sure that you reach out if you need to talk to somebody.
Well said, and that gets talked about more and more. It really seems every year, I'm sure, Dan, it's this way, but this year in particular, you better be getting your ducks in a row and having everything organized for sure.
Exactly.
All right. Farm Talk today with Dan Smith, Cooperative Network President and CEO. Always a pleasure talking with you, Dan. We'll talk again real soon on the Morning Mess, okay?
Thank you, Dan. Take care.
You're very welcome. You too.